and me, to be followed by Poland.
Mr. Chair, let me begin by expressing my warmest congratulations on your assumption of the chair of the second session of the Preparatory Committee for the 11th NPT Review Conference. My delegation, I stand ready to support your chairmanship in every possible way to make this conference a success. Mr. Chair, the current global security landscape presents unprecedented challenges to the NPT, testing its effectiveness to the limit. Ongoing regional conflicts and the erosion of trust have seriously set back our disarmament and non-proliferation efforts. Rapid development of artificial intelligence and other emerging technologies adds another layer of uncertainty to the NPT. In these turbulent times, the NPT remains pivotal in making progress towards our shared vision of a world free of nuclear weapons. It is imperative that we not only uphold, but also reinforce our commitment to this vital instrument. Mr. Chair, nuclear disarmament is not just a treaty obligation, but a collective responsibility to prevent nuclear catastrophe. Nuclear weapon states, in particular, should reaffirm their shared commitment to their special responsibilities under Article 6 and immediately re-engage for enhanced transparency and accountability. They should embark on genuine efforts to restore strategic stability, including those to bring back the New START. Also, as a member of the Stockholm Initiative, my delegation highlights the importance of confidence-building measures and nuclear risk reduction as a complementary effort to advance nuclear disarmament. The ROK emphasizes the need to make progress on long-standing issues, including the entry into force of the CTBT and early launch of FMCT negotiations at the Conference on Disarmament. Mr. Chair, the integrity of a global non-proliferation regime, which the international community has strived to uphold for decades, is now under serious attack. Russia's aggressive nuclear posture during its invasion of Ukraine and stalled negotiations over the Iran nuclear deal have escalated proliferation concerns to unprecedented levels. In particular, the DPRK's nuclear ambitions pose a grave threat to the non-proliferation regime, as well as to peace and security of the Indo-Pacific region and beyond. We strongly condemn the DPRK's illegal nuclear and missile programs, which blatantly violate multiple UN Security Council resolutions. The DPRK must abandon all nuclear and missile programs in a complete, verifiable, and irreversible manner, abide by relevant UN Security Council resolutions, and return to the NPT and IAEA safeguards immediately. Mr. Chair, the DPRK's ever-growing military cooperation with Russia marks a worrying escalation. Russia vetoed the extension of the mandate of the panel of experts assisting the DPRK Sanctions Committee. In particular, the recently agreed Russia-DPRK Strategic Partnership Treaty includes nuclear cooperation. We call on Russia, which is a depository government of the NPT, immediately halt any actions that help enhance the DPRK's military capabilities, which constitute a flagrant violation of Security Council resolutions. Mr. Chair, as a nuclear energy powerhouse, the ROK supports upholding the inalienable right of all NPT parties to utilize nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. This pillar must be accompanied by stringent safeguards obligations to prevent nuclear proliferation. The IAEA safeguards are essential for verifying compliance with NPT obligations. Our commitment extends to enhancing the IAEA's verification capabilities and supporting universal adherence to both the Comprehensive Safeguards Agreement and the Additional Protocol. We will continue our contributions to enhance nuclear safeguards, safety, and security in support of IAEA's central role in this regard. Mr. Chair, last year's discussions of the working group on further strengthening the review process highlighted a shared will among NPT members to improve efficiency and effectiveness of treaty implementation though we failed to reach a consensus, there is an overwhelming call among state parties for continuing unfinished works, and we welcome the inclusion of this topic in the agenda. We look forward to continuing productive dialogues based on what we discussed in Vienna last year. In closing, as we navigate these still challenging times, we should continue our efforts to uphold this indispensable pillar of international security and nuclear governance. Let us all contribute positively for the success of this meeting. Thank you.